This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the first of four criminal cases against Donald Trump to reach trial, and today, opening statements in his hush money trial in New York. The AP's Julie Walker.
Among the prosecution witnesses, a porn star, a Playboy model, a tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer-turned-foe, Michael Cohen. He went to prison after pleading guilty to campaign finance violations relating to the hush money arrangements. Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump years earlier. The former president denies having sex with her and denies charges of falsifying business records to keep stories about his sex life secret. Trump calls the case a political witch hunt to hurt his campaign. Julie Walker, New York.
Now to homeless people who sleep outside when there's no shelter available. Today, the Supreme Court will consider whether banning them from doing that amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. A resignation in Israel after the October 7th attack by Hamas. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The military says the head of Israel's intelligence directorate, Ahiron Haliva, has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7th attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the deadliest assault in Israel's history. The resignation sets the stage for more fallout from Israel's top security brass. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It's Earth Day, and President Biden is announcing billions in federal grants for residential solar projects. And we'll hear today about the federal government's new rules for nursing homes. They'll have to meet minimum staffing levels. Staffers would have to spend a certain number of hours with residents, and a registered nurse would have to be available around the clock. Pushback expected from the industry. This is AP News. And now an entertainment update with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The hotel near Mount Hood in Oregon that was filmed for the exteriors of the movie The Shining has reopened after the roof caught fire Thursday. Management for the Timberline Lodge says it is supporting guests while repairs are done. God made the world. Country singer Morgan Wallen says he accepts responsibility for his behavior 2 weeks ago, in which he was arrested for allegedly throwing a chair off the roof of a Nashville bar. Wallen writes on X, formerly Twitter, that he waited to speak publicly until he made amends. He's due in court May 3rd. And for a fortnight there we were. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales in the first day, according to Billboard. Swift released the album Friday at midnight Eastern, then released 15 more songs 2 hours later. I'm Margie Zarletta.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.